Welcome back to the Master Sales Funnels Podcast. I am your host, Justin Coleman, and this is day six of 30-day affiliate action. If you've been listening to previous episodes and keeping up as we go along, you should have started to apply to some affiliate offers within your chosen niche. If you're really lucky, you may have even been accepted to one or two so far. Make sure that you're planning to focus on just one of these in the offset, as you need to get something going and rolling and converting for you before you continue to promote other offers. But if you've been accepted so far, great. If you haven't, don't worry. Some programs take a little bit to get into, but you'll get there. You will get accepted to something that you can promote within your niche. You should have written down the details of some of the programs that you have applied for, especially if you've already been accepted. You should have all the details of that program so you know what you can and can't do to promote, what kind of commission you're going to be getting, and how often you're going to be getting a commission once you get somebody to convert. You also should hopefully have a couple ideas at least written down on what you can start to create content on that's not just the review, the main review for the product. Now, today we are going to go over something that is going to give you a lot more ideas for content, and that is our buyer's journey. Now, when you think of a buyer's journey or doing market research, you may get a little queasy or confused as to how to go about that, or, oh man, this is going to be terrible trying to figure out exactly who my audience is and what they want. But more often than not, if you picked something from your list of things that you really love, that you're passionate about, your hobbies, then you likely are your ideal customer for this offer. You are likely someone who has already been on this journey from not really knowing about the product to, you know, researching different solutions to finding the product that you're going to promote, or at least something like it. So you've been on this journey. So for myself, I often go out looking for information about my audience, but really I am the information about my audience. It's good intel to look at your own journey, what questions you were asking early on, what, you know, Google searches you were doing, what websites and blogs you were reading, or magazines, whatever, wherever you got your information from. Look into what journey you took to get to a solution. If this is something that you're years out from, if you've been on a long journey to get to where you are now, it may take a little bit of introspection, like looking back and trying to really recreate where you were when you started, dropping some of the lingo that you know now, because speaking tech speak to people will really confuse them if they're just starting out. So make sure that you are speaking on a level when you're creating content, you're speaking on a level that makes sense to people who aren't enveloped in this world of whatever you're promoting, because you pick up terms along the way and it's just easy, simple, normal, everyday speech to you now. But you want to get rid of all the lingo, all the jargon, and I don't want to say dumb it down, but put it in layman's terms so that it makes sense to these people who haven't been as exposed to this new world as you are. So what exactly is the buyer's journey? What is this journey that people go on from not knowing anything to being absolutely obsessed and enthralled with something? First, we need to know exactly what our affiliate offer is solving. What problems is it solving for people? And we need to bridge the gap between where people are now and where they sign up for our affiliate offer and use it as the solution. So we need to have that in mind as we're mapping out this journey, the beginning and the end. And to fill out the middle, we need to think where they're going on that journey from where they are now to when they make a purchase with us. So first, people are problem aware. They start asking questions about how do I solve this specific problem that I have. They don't know what types of solutions are out there. They just know that they have a problem and they're starting to research it. So think of what questions people are asking at that phase. Next, people become solution aware. They say, okay, I have this problem, I've done a little bit of research, and I see this software may solve my problem, or this product may solve my problem. There's these different solutions, these different companies, and I need to do a little more research on the solutions. So this is a new set of questions that people are asking at this stage. And you need to be able to identify what these questions are, write them down, and then once people have kind of identified a solution or two that they may be looking into, then they're in the decision and purchase phases. These are separate phases, but we can kind of group them together for our purposes because they're deciding and putting their credit card on the table and making a purchase. So again, a new set of questions comes with this. Whether they believe that they can use the product, whether it will actually solve their problem, whether it solves all of their problem. Again, this is a different set of questions. So in each of these, problem aware, solution aware, and the decision and purchase phase, we need to be writing out the questions that people have, what searches they're doing on the internet, all of that good stuff in order to create the journey of, like I said, when they started to when they make the purchase. And as we go through these different phases, then we are writing down the questions that people have, and all of these questions we're going to answer with content, whether it's a video, a podcast, a blog, whatever form you're going to be marketing in, we are going to be answering these questions for people. Today's episode is a little shorter, so I'm going to get right into your homework. Your homework today is to do this mapping out of the journey. If you've joined the community and you downloaded the free workbook, or if you bought the workbook on Amazon and you have that, then great. I have a section in there for you to map out the buyer's journey and a little more information on how to think about the buyer's journey and get these questions written down. If you don't, just grab a scrap of paper or the notebook you've been working in and write out the journey, right where people are, right where they're finishing, and write the questions in between at the different phases. If you haven't joined the community yet, I suggest that you do so we can get on there and talk with each other. I can help you out. You can participate in some discussions and help out other people, or they can help you. The community is at affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. Again, part of your homework, if you haven't yet, be sure to share the podcast with somebody that you think will find it beneficial, somebody that needs a little extra side income, or somebody you know that is just kind of drowning in their job and knows that there is more out there and that they could be helping more people. That's what this is all about. I'm trying to reach as many people as I can so we can get people helping people, and that's what affiliate marketing is. If you want a description of today's homework or to view the show notes, that is at mastersalesfunnels.com/51. There will be further reading and links to the community there. Be sure to tune in tomorrow when we turn our attention towards mapping out our overall business and thinking more about the big picture. Until then, earn extra, take control, and help more. Let's continue tackling affiliate marketing. See you tomorrow.